Visit us online at www.thehype873.com.
That's right. It is your girl, Tampa Mystic, and we are live right here on the Hype 87.3 in ATL. And I do have a special guest checking in. Man, from VA? Are you from VA, right?
Yeah, I'm from Richmond, Virginia, the 804.
Okay, 804 checking in. Shout out to that boy. What's going on with you, family? How you doing?
I'm doing fine, and you?
I'm good. I'm good. Thank you so much for being with us tonight. I appreciate you taking some time out your schedule.
Yeah, busy schedule, busy schedule.
Listen, I know that's right. My schedule be like off the hook sometimes, but we got to every now and again carve a little time in there for ourselves, right?
Yeah, some self-care, you know, make sure you're feeling good, looking good.
Absolutely. Good, you know? That is facts, man. Well, again, I appreciate you being here tonight, but give us a little brief introduction of who that boy is.
Okay, so I'm going to start off with my Instagram platform and stuff like that. You can find me on Instagram. It's one.thatboykj. My YouTube is, thatboykj is on 4J's. I don't got no Twitter, really got no TikTok for real. I just be on TikTok, you know, playing and stuff like that. But I'm 19. I just graduated high school for real. Right now, I'm a student enrolled in Full Sail University in Florida, to be exact, Orlando. Mm-hmm. And right now, I'm just on the come up, just trying to find myself, you know, figure out what my interest is and make my music tell my story and just show the world that who I am is this big personality, and I got a crazy story. So,
well, I'm excited to hear it.
I help a lot of people. So, well, I can't tell too much right now because, you know, some things still going on, and some things it affects your whole life, not just your life or a portion.
Understood. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, like I said a little earlier, we'll never talk about anything that makes you uncomfortable, but this is an open platform for you to disclose what you want. But yeah, we're gonna take it back though. You were born and raised in Richmond?
Yes, ma'am. I was born and raised in Richmond.
Okay, so take us back. Take us back to growing up in Richmond, VA, when you were a child, we'll say before the age of 10. What were you into?
Okay, so like before the age of 10, my mama, she always supported my dreams, made sure that I try to keep my head on right. So like I played sports, I played football, I played basketball. I wasn't really good at it, but football I was. I tried soccer one time I was playing soccer. I thought I was sweet. I tried to hit the ball with my head. The ball dang near knocked me out. So I was there. Get soccer. Boxing, that's always been one of my interests. Like, I step in and step out. I've never been really consistent with it.
Yeah.
But I do it more so like for, like, an exercise and a mental thing.
Yeah.
Kind of, like, let go of stress and stuff like that. But growing up in Richmond, it's just like, all right, so for me, I was born 2005. So I don't know if there's any other Richmond people listening. But, like, for me, we had parties and, like, stuff like that, really house parties. Richmond, I mean, it's a lot of culture here, but it's not really, I don't know how to explain it. Like, it's culture here, but it ain't no culture here.
Yeah, absolutely. I know.
We got to make some culture. We gotta make some shit shake out here. We doing it, though, right now, as I speak. Like, a lot of up-and-coming artists and stuff like that, they doing their thing.
Yeah.
But just growing up in Richmond, I went to a lot of different schools. I grew up on the north side for a good portion of my life. I moved around a lot, but, like, a lot of my growing up was across the water, considered Northside, Holland Park, like them kind of areas.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was just fun. I mean, like, you know, everybody likes different, but I don't know. Mine was kind of fun. Like, I was kind of popular, but I was, like, popular for, like, kind of the wrong things. But it kind of worked for me. Like, a lot of people used to hate, but I used to be popular because they used to hate so much.
That's how it usually goes.
Yeah, like, they used to hate on me so much. Like, in school, I used to have to fend for myself. I don't got no siblings, so being the only child is kind of crazy. Like, I got everything I wanted. It was a different experience being the only child growing up in Richmond.
Yeah.
Having cousins with siblings and stuff like that.
Did you ever at any point in your childhood wish you had a sibling?
Yeah, sometimes I do wish I had a sibling because maybe things would be a lot different.
Yeah.
But how my situation, like a lot of stuff that's playing out in my life is, having a sibling probably would have held me back, if anything.
Yeah.
Because I would have had to work. If I had would have had a younger sibling, it probably would have held me back in a way, because I would have had to put my little sibling first.
Right.
So I would have had an older sibling. I could say, like, from my mama, it probably would have held me back, but it's kind of like a thing, like, I wouldn't have understood why it held me back, and I would have just had to wear that because of how everything played out. And I feel like if I had an older sibling, like, you know, just life would probably be a lot different.
Yeah, I agree. It's funny and ironic, because when my son was little, one year for Christmas, I think he was maybe 5 or 6, he asked me for a brother for Christmas, and I'm like, baby, it don't work like that, you know. But he ended up being my only child, and as he got older, he said he's so glad that it was just him, and probably for the reasons like you said, you know, it would have maybe held him back a little bit if he had a younger sibling that he would have had to look out for. So yeah, I can absolutely agree with that. Now, about what age did music start becoming an interest for you as far as you wanting to start creating music?
Okay, so, like, as a little boy, I always play instruments. My papa, rest his soul. He was a good singer.
Yeah.
But, like, back in the 80s, you know, times was different back then. And just say, yeah, he could have got caught up with the wrong thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he always could sing. Like, he always was a good papa could sing. And he did his thing. So that affords a lot of, like, my inspiration. So growing up, I used to, like, play instruments. Like, my mama always kept me active, trying to find what interests me, what did I like to do, and what would help me get successful, to say that. So, like, I used to play instruments. I played the trombone in school. I don't know. I think it's the sound. I don't know. I don't want to say describe the instrument and I'd be wrong, but I played one instrument where it stands up and you got all the little strings on there. And play the little screens. I don't know how to play it no more. And I used to make, like, little rap songs for my cousins. Like, growing up, like, they used to be inspiring rappers. And I used to make a little songs for them. And they'll just let me go in there and talk drunk. And, you know, can I cuss on here?
Yes, you may.
Okay. They used to just let me talk shit, like, on the microphone. Like, I had one song, like, I'm trying to get some money. I'm trying to get some haters. I was like, 6 years old, I didn't know what I was speaking myself into, but Lord, I got money and haters now. It's a curse and a blessing sometimes.
That is funny. So it's been with you for a very long time, it sounds like, and then now you've moved on.
I have a lot of music influence. I've been so trying to find my interest so much, but music always been something that I kind of been the most consistent with. Like, I ain't give up on my music yet, despite what kind of form I do it, whether it's playing with an instrument, making the lyrics and rapping the song, or just making music to express myself and just listen to about when I'm by myself.
Right, right. Because music is really a form of therapy. I know it is for a lot of, you know, I've been interviewing artists for 13 years now, so I've done thousands of interviews with up-and-coming artists and, you know, major artists, and a lot of them tell me that they do music. You know, obviously they love it, they have a passion for it, but it's also like a mental therapy for them.
Yeah, it's a really a good therapy thing for me. It's a way I can express myself. You know, and sometimes I could say certain things in my song where people be so stuck on the beats that they miss the lyrics and miss the message that is trying to be displayed.
Right.
And sometimes it goes above people's head. People don't really pay attention to the lyrics and what the person is saying. No matter how you may say it, it's a lot of messages. Like, if anybody is going to listen to my music, especially a lot of new stuff that I have dropped, it's going to be a lot of messages and a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And just, I'm going to be telling people a lot about me just in these up-and-coming songs. It may be like, some songs may be crazy, some songs may be, you know, slow, all different kind of stuff, but you know, it's a message. You just got to piece the pieces together and put the puzzle together and just see what you can come out with.
Yeah, that is absolutely right. You are now at Full Sail in the Orlando area. How long have you been attending Full Sail?
I'm currently not in person. but I will be right now. I'm just online.
Yeah, which that's great too. Nothing wrong with that. Shoot, that's even better if you can do it online.
You can do it online, but I'm not going to lie to you. I'm tired of doing it online. Like, I feel like I would get a better experience.
Yeah. Yeah, you get that in-person experience. You get a vibe. What are you going to school for exactly? Music business?
Recording art. Oh, yeah, okay. Recording art. I'm trying to go to school because I'm basically trying to learn how to do all this stuff on my own.
Yeah.
Like, I know how to make the lyrics. I know how to say the words, you know, stuff like that. But I'm trying to learn how to record at home. I'm tired of going to the studio and
having
other people mix and master my stuff.
Nah, for real. Absolutely.
And people be funny at this sometimes. They want to send stuff and they want to send it.
Yeah.
It's just a lot. Listen, a lot of politics in this.
I know.
So you got to be able to do it on your own, because if you can't do it on your own, even if somebody else can, you're going to be fucked up.
Yeah. No, you are absolutely right. I think in this era, 2024, you know, as much as possible, artists need to have their own setup at the house, like a little small studio setup. And you can get a decent studio setup for probably less than $1,000. Go to the pawn shops, get you a nice mic, you know, audio interface. You don't even have to buy it brand new, slick, you know, get all that set up. And then, like you said, learn how to mix and master, because who better to get your sound the way you want it than you?
Then you, yeah, you're right. And thanks to Full Sail that I don't have to pay for one, because if you enroll to Full Sail and you want to do your music, you can go there and they give you a launch box and it comes with all the resources that you need now.
Oh, that's
it is a price too, but yeah, they gave me the material to do it at home.
That is
the
dope.
The whole 9 yards actually.
Oh wow. Well that's a big bonus right there. I'm loving it.
Yeah, anybody looking to go to Full Sail and you looking at up and coming music, do whatever you gotta do. Go there. I feel like I ain't go there in person yet, but I don't know. Like my situation, I feel like this could be a really good life changing thing if I go there and do the right thing. Like,
yeah.
For real.
Right. Get that hands on experience with other people around you who are doing the same thing. You'll probably, you know, learn possibly a little bit more because you'll have other people around you doing the same thing. So I think that's dope.
Yeah, networking stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know.
Absolutely. Most definitely. How long? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Nah, my bad. You can go ahead. I have a problem with talking over other people.
No,
so, yeah,
you good.
My bad.
You good. No, no worries. No worries at all. How long have you been releasing music on the digital platforms?
On the digital platform, so my first time actually dropping my music, so I was in a nice break. And I got in this situation where it's just a crazy situation. And I made a diss song for to somebody. And I ain't dropped that, but then I made another diss song in school called I Cheated. With me and one of my friends who rapped in the talent show. So the song was like, I cheated, I cheated, I cheated, I cheated, call me a Cheeto. We cheated, we cheated, we cheated, we cheated, call me Dorito. Don't nobody steal my lyrics either, because I will sue you. Like, for real. I will sue you. Like, I know how to sue. I got good lawyers. But yeah, it was called I Cheated. Then I made another song called Bust It Wide Open to the song. You know the song Bust It Wide Open. That song. That thing. And I started a twerk challenge. And that thing was going crazy. Like back then, I had a lot of networks in the city. Like I was young, upcoming. I was just young and turned, so everybody was fucking with me, and all the females and the women, they was making videos to the song, twerking to it, and yeah. Then, like, recently, I've just started taking it serious for real, because, like, you know, some things you gotta, if you're gonna do it, you gotta do it all the way. You can't be half-assed doing it, and, like, I be doing it, but I be half-assed doing it, so I be doing it all the time, like, going to the studio, making songs. I'm just sitting on music, ain't nothing dropping, so it's just, like, now I'm to the point where it's, like, man, you gotta pick and choose if you want to live the life you say you want to live. Or you want to live the life that you see every day round.
Man, that is absolutely facts. You know, and it, you know, it's like you said, you're 19, so you know you're still young, so you know you still got a lot to go through in your life, and you know you still got time to really make those decisions. You know, of exactly what it is and the path you want to take. With the music that you are putting out on the digital platforms, let's talk about your creative process. Are you a writer, or are you more of a freestyle punch in kind of guy? Like, how does your music come together?
Okay, so I'm more so of a writer. Like, I don't like freestyle. I'm not going to lie to y'all. I can, But I ain't really no freestyler. Like, I can. Like, you know, I can whack somebody. Like, if I'm dissing somebody in a freestyle, okay, now it's ready to be filed. Like, but if I'm really trying to express myself, get deep, or tell a message and get some across to the people that's on the other end of the song, then I'm really, like, writing down, making a hook, like, trying to dig deep in my soul, trying to make my feelings come out, like, I really don't, like, you know, music for me, like, I can't write nothing. I can't just make no song about anything.
Yeah.
Now, I can, but you can, now, when I, hold on, I'm going to not say that. I can make a song about anything, but when I make a song about anything, you're going to tell I can make about anything.
Yeah.
Not really take my time with the song and really put, like, some words in it, like, really try to relay a message, like, you're going to be able to understand that, and the song really going, it's going to hit different. My flow might hit different. Everything might hit different just because I put more effort and time while writing that song than I did the next song.
Definitely. That's all a part of the elevation. The more you do it, the better you get at it. Out of all the songs that you have written, which one of them is the most personal song that you put out? Or maybe haven't even put out, the most personal song you just wrote, period.
So I got the most personal song is Time After Time. It's this song, it's basically about my story. Like, okay, so I could say this, like, I lost my mama due to domestic violence. But something recently, like, this happened. So
I'm so sorry happened. To hear that. I'm sorry to hear that, yeah. For real. That's tough.
Yeah, it is tough, really. So with the whole situation, like, the song, I'm basically just expressing myself, but I didn't drop that thing because, like, I say, if my life go how I want it to go, like, I'm gonna have a Netflix movie, something about me, something about documentary, or something about me, and they don't want them playing other people's songs in the background of my music, and I was a rapper, like, in my movie, and I was a rapper, now y'all can play my own soundtrack, already made, trying to make that thing now, so when shit come out to the world, have it, you know, my story be told, you know, shit be told, right, you can really see, like, hear the fucked upness in my voice, and you know, like, motherfuckers know, like, I really meant a lot of shit that I said, and, but, you know, but sometimes you can't say everything to everybody, so sometimes you gotta keep that shit, and then once you do what you gonna do, motherfuckers gonna see.
Absolutely.
And
yeah, we have to show them rather than tell them, because actions, like the old saying, actions speak louder than words, and that's the biggest facts ever. It's like, people jump in my DM all the time and tell me, man, I'm the hottest artist out, I got the hottest record out. I'm like, okay, you say that, but let me prove it. Let me see, let me hear, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's more action, less talk, and that's what you're doing. You're on that journey of showing and proving to these people, because really, we don't owe an explanation to nobody about nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're living your own journey, man. And you said it was your mom that passed, you lost her to domestic violence.
Yeah, I'm gonna be real, cause I mean, like, at the end of the day, if shit really play out how it is, like, I don't want people to never say I was just like a lot of shit. Just I was flawed on my end about a lot of shit. So I actually lost my real mama to domestic violence and my stepmama to domestic violence.
Man, you've been through a lot.
And yeah, it's a fucked up situation, and just to all the young ladies out there, women out there in the fucked up situation, you see that nigga. No, niggas is not to be trusted.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
All that, like, for real.
Well,
and yeah. But,
that's
yeah,
tough.
Long live my mom and my stepmama, and yeah.
Man.
Thank you.
And thank you for being an advocate for that and talking about it, you know, and putting that out there, because, man, you know, just not to get too deep into it, because I know it's probably a sensitive subject for you, but, you know, there are a lot of women who stay in those relationships because they feel like they have nowhere to go, or people aren't going to believe them. And ladies, get out of them situations. Don't let no man beat on you, most definitely, you know. So thank you for, you know, being an advocate for that.
Yeah, if you got kids, fuck your own feelings. Think about your kids at the end of the day.
Period. Go find they can go find a family to stay with. Same. Yeah.
Yeah, like, everybody's situation is the same. So you got to think about your kids at the end of the day.
That is absolutely right. That is right, man. Let me ask you this, and we'll just talk about it ever so briefly. You know, losing, you know, family members as close as your mom and, you know, other people, was music kind of an outlet and a therapy to get you through that hard time?
I'm not going to sit right here and lie to you, no. My music started because I like to talk shit. I like to be turned. And I just like to be fun, have fun. Like, you know, just, I'm like, life already sad as fuck already.
Yeah.
I just try to be the person that's hurt all the time. Like, I just try to let my light shine through all the darkness. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Rather it's real shit, bullshit, fun shit, just anything. Like, you know, I just try to keep going, just enjoy it while you're here. Cause
yeah.
All my life, like, I've been losing loved ones. Like, I've been losing, like, family members since I've been a last boy, like, fourth grade, fifth grade, my cousins were dying type shit. Like, it's a lot of shit is really real. So my life never, like, I really feel like, not to be cocky, but, like, I'm the chosen one because, shit, a lot of my family members ain't even here no more that I done grew up with type shit.
Yeah.
Like, my whole child, half my childhood is gone.
Man. You've been through a lot. You've been through a lot in 19 years of your life, and you're still here to talk about it. That's a blessing. And you sound very positive, too. You're not letting the outside world steal your joy or take you down a negative, dark path. You're going to school. You're doing all the right things, so you should be extremely proud of yourself.
Yeah, you can't let the world try to, like, take you down. Like, it's going to be hard to feel a turkey, y'all. I don't know, like, if I really make it one day, y'all gonna look back and say, like, see, like, type shit when I tell her things, tell her how it fucking really was. But, yeah, it's really hard out here, y'all, and shit not easy, and you gotta take every opportunity you get, like, for real. Never let no opportunity pass you. You might think, oh, it's gonna come back around again. No, that shit is not gonna come back around again. You better do what the fuck you gotta do the first time so you won't have to do it again.
Yes.
And, yeah, try to keep going. You can't let life beat you down. You got to beat life down.
That's right. You are absolutely right. You got a lot of wisdom, I can tell. Do you have a lot of, like, you know, OGs or older people around you that you talk to a lot? Because it sounds like you got a lot of wisdom.
No, I just got just the females that was in my life. It was really than a nigga.
Yeah.
Like, all the females in my life that I grew up around was really than a nigga, and they really told.
Yeah, man.
It was like how your daddy said he got the gay from his mama, from a woman. Yeah, it's like type shit. Like, my mama told me everything I know. Like, my mama's my man.
Bless her heart. Bless her heart. And she's looking down on you. She's proud of you. You know what I'm saying? And I lost my mom as well.
My grandma too. She's funny as hell. Like,
yeah.
Y'all know how those grandmas be. And yeah, my grandma, She's 62 years old. She said, you better be happy that you got a grandma that looked this good because I'm a diva.
Listen, so, I know that's right. Shout out to your granny, man. Grandmothers are so special. They're irreplaceable.
Yeah. Shout out to my grandma. She's holding me down.
Definitely.
Like, for real.
So,
yeah, I don't know what the fuck I be doing.
In your city, is there a lot of things going on for independent artists that you can get involved with, whether it be networking events, showcases, you know, conferences, anything like that?
Yeah, it is a lot of stuff going on, honestly. It is. But I ain't gonna lie to you, like, I don't really, how to say this, like, what you call it, engage in a lot of that stuff.
Yeah, why not?
Because, honestly, like, you know, growing up how I grew up, a lot of shit just was different from me.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I'm going to just say that. A lot of shit just was different.
I got you. Let me
I realized at an early age that you don't have to do what everybody else doing to get to where you're trying to go to.
So let me ask you this. You know, you don't have to give out the whole formula, but, you know, what are you doing to make sure, because, you know, there's, like you said, everybody's journey is different. Everybody's different. You can't compare your journey to anybody else's. What are some of the things that boy is doing to get his name out there and get known in the music industry? I knew you're doing an interview with me, so I definitely appreciate that. But what else are you doing currently since you don't like, you know, going to those events and stuff?
Man, honestly, this may sound crazy, but right now I'm just myself. Like, I've been making music. I know. Clout ain't gonna, let me say this, popularity don't have you running for a long time. So that's why I'm trying to dig deeper into my feelings and really just tell my story.
Yeah.
I just, like, a lot of shit changed for me. So now I understand that you got to love yourself. So now I'm just trying to love myself, get comfortable in myself so I can be able to be who I was supposed to be.
I love that.
So I'm not really doing much of right now, but I'm going to do a lot of shit real soon. I don't know what I'm going to do, how I'm going to do it. But I know this shit going to work for me because I know, like, I got a plan and I ain't no fucking dummy.
No, absolutely. It definitely will. Like, I am a big believer. We can absolutely do anything and everything we want, but we have to apply ourselves. We have to take accountability. We have to, you know, really get in there and put that work in. So, you know, I definitely wish you much success on your journey. You know, if you do make it out here to a...
Real quick. My bad.
No, go ahead.
But this is one thing I am going to say, that without giving too much of the sauce, like, all right, so look, sometimes you have to look at, how can I say this without, sometimes you have to look at what's going around the world and see how you could relate to the world. I don't know, shit, that's not the right example. Shit, I'm going to just say this. With my music, I don't got no holes on my music. I tell it how it is, say what the fuck I want to say. But I feel like I got a song called Bust Another Nut ready to drop soon. That's a rap been made, but it's like I was just sitting on it. It's something I feel like could possibly like go up, you get what I'm saying? In my eyes, it's one of its own, one of its kind. But everybody, some people may feel different, some people may not. But when they hear the beat, hopefully it reminds them of something. But yeah, then I got another song called That Boy. I think, I don't know, I got another song called That Boy. Somebody named it Bitch, I'm Him. It's basically like this, me talking that real shit, like, about the world. Like, I say, don't shit stop, but that clock, everybody in the race to get to the top, but you got to give up top. And you know, that's basically saying, like, you know, a lot of shit that's going on in the world right now that we see on these blogs about certain big people in the industry and all that shit.
Yeah.
I don't know if some of it's true, but people, this stuff ain't just coming out of nowhere.
No,
so you. That's basically what I'm.
Yeah,
that's basically what I'm saying. Like,
we can't believe everything we read.
Yeah, we can't believe everything we read, but some stuff ain't too far-fetched.
No.
Let's just say that.
I agree. They're like, there's a lot of stuff going around about Diddy right now. I'm like, I believe a lot of it's true.
Well, I don't know. I don't know nothing about Diddy, but I'm going to just say this. Everybody in the race to get to the top, but you got to get up top.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I'm just basically talking that real shit. And motherfuckers like, you know, then I got another song called Be With Me. So it's like a jank, like, I'm basically, I don't know, I'm tapping into my feelings type shit.
Yeah.
Like, I'm talking to a motherfucker on that one. I ain't even gonna lie to y'all. I got, it's something I want to tell somebody. But then, yeah, so then my little songs. And then I got another jank coming out called Push Up. It's on the RBA drill beat, cause, yeah, type shit. And that's out my element. I don't really rap that gangster stuff, y'all. But, you know, you sometimes you gotta step out your element to this shit, you know, this shit really popping and show motherfuckers that you really versatile and you ain't gotta put yourself in no box. Why put yourself in a box? You know what I'm saying? So basically what I try to do is my game is try to cover everything, but make sure you stick to who you truly are. Because there's nothing wrong with trying other things, but make sure that you never let people forget who you are.
Yeah, you are absolutely right. You have to keep it G with yourself and with the other people around you, because, you know, that otherwise, if you have to walk around putting on a facade all the time, you're never going to be happy with yourself. And like you said, you're working on that self-love. So it's like, you just got to keep it G with yourself.
You got to be real.
Right.
A lot of people not out here being real with themselves and shit. Some traumatic shit happened in my life. So now I'm like, fuck you, I'm going to just be real with myself, because ain't nobody else going to be real with me.
Man, that's facts. Absolutely. What do you got coming up within the next couple months? More singles being released? Any music videos?
Yeah, I got music videos. I got some planned real soon. couple music videos I'm supposed to be doing. I got another song called Off the Yurt. I'm dropping some. I don't really care for that jank though. I don't really care for it. I don't know. Like, I feel like it's a good song, but I don't know. But I'm going to still drop it because, you know, sometimes when you put your money to some, you got to still show up. You got to be consistent. You gotta see it out. You got to see the process through. Show people the struggle. Show people the real. Just show it how it really is. I'm going to be shooting a video for the bus another night. The jank push up. All that real soon. I'm going to be dropping them things over time. So I'll probably be dropping like singles for a good little while. Then I might work on a project. My goal is really to, like, I don't know, I ain't gonna say go viral, but get a bigger fan base, like reach a bigger audience, like start finding my core fans. You get what I'm saying?
There you go. There you are, absolutely. Yeah. On the right track is finding your core fan base, because there's a big difference between that and you know, just trying to market your music to everybody. You got to find that core fan base, most definitely. Let's talk a little bit. Oh, go ahead.
No, man.
I was going to say, let's talk about this record that we got in rotation. It's called Let Me Tell You. Tell us a little bit about the record, then we're going to check it out.
All right, so my song, Let Me Tell You, it's about this person that I met in my life. I personally feel that they held it down so far. They ain't showed me no fuck shit yet. I feel like this is the first person who showed me, like, even if we don't be together, like, what I don't want and what I do want. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Showed me, like, the real. Like, I met her one day on a school bus on a field trip. We was going to sing at the Cherry Blossom Festival. We was in the choir. And ever since then, she just, for the most part, she kept it real. So I made the song about her because at the end of the day, like, I don't know where we stand at right now. So I just wanted to let her know, like, I always love you. Like, no matter how this goes, I love you. Like, know that you always hold a special place in my heart.
Yeah.
We're not talking right now.
Yeah.
You sound busy. I call her Shirley. Shirley. But yeah, I wish her name, but I ain't gonna say her name. Just say Shirley. No. Miss Fine Shit. That's her name. Miss Fine Shit Shirley. So when if I get big, so y'all hear all this, she gonna see like I really cared about her. I love her. We really can't out right now. But yeah, I just wanted to tell her, like, you know, you make songs about people. Your music comes from your heart. So I felt like before I made a song about anybody else, she needed to get her song first. Let me just
definitely. Definitely.
So that's what that's about. So yeah, and it's basically just about like how I gotta do what I gotta do for myself.
Yeah.
Shit, you know.
Absolutely.
I say like, you ain't gotta cry, but still come on, heart screaming why for real. Look in my eye. I ain't gotta lie, love. Let me tell you about love. Yeah, it's about love.
It's about love. Hey, women like them love songs. So we're gonna check it out. Before we get into it, though, I know in the beginning you told everybody your social media. Go ahead and tell them one more time where they can follow you at on, like, Instagram, TikTok, etc.
All right, so my Instagram is 1.boykj, so 1.thatboykj. And my YouTube is chatbykjjj. I also got a YouTube channel. Definitely, it's the same thing, y'all. Right now, I'm just in the process of trying to get my shit together. I'm gonna start a podcast soon, like for the people that really did want to know more about my story, what I've been through, and shit like that. I'm gonna touch more than that, but I gotta do certain shit before I touch in on that because that's a topic, that's a touchy subject, and you know, I don't want to be speaking from a place of hurt. I want to speak from a place of truth.
There you go. There you go. Absolutely. I know you got a lot of people that love you and support you. Anybody you want to give a shout out to?
Man, I ain't giving a shout out to nobody but my motherfucking mama.
Okay.
Because if it wasn't for my mama who was in heaven right now, I would not be where I'd be at. And I'm going to give a shout out to my auntie Toya because I love them dearly. Like, they're my dogs. Now that they sister's not here, they definitely keeping me going, keeping me happy, keeping my smile on my face. They making sure that I know that somebody really do love me now that my mom is not here.
That's right. That is right. Definitely. And shout out to yourself for out here making it happen.
Yeah, if I don't make it happen, won't nobody else do it for me. And I want to give a shout out to somebody too. I'm gonna give a shout out to my evil twin. We got the same birthday. See, I don't know, you might hear this one day. So yeah, I made that thing be with me about two twin. So if you here with that, yeah, twin, where you been? But yeah. Well, yeah, that's all.
Definitely. Well, listen, we're about to get into this record. I appreciate you, you know, walking us through your journey, but go ahead and give us that official introduction to the song. We're going to check it out.
Okay, so my name is Dat Boy, and shit, if you like this song, just know I'm going to have a lot of love songs for y'all because I love love. So, yeah, let me tell you about love. It's now ready to play. So, yeah, see y'all later.
Let's go. Y'all stay tuned for it.
Come and see what all the hype is about. Tune in to The Hype 87.3.
I'ma call it a first love. Damn, I think I love my love. But shit, I'ma try again. And I ain't even gotta try with your friend. And I ain't playing cause you know you my twin. First ain't first and I know I'ma win. But still, love hurt. You can stick around and it still won't work. Do it really still hurt? Yeah, I love you, but I gotta put me first. You ain't gotta cry. But still, come on, heart screaming, why? For real, boo, look me in my eye. I promise, I don't even gotta lie. Love, let me tell you about love. Love, let me tell you about love. Let me tell you about, let me tell you about love. I don't think I ever had true love. Maybe once I'ma call it a first love. Damn, I think I love my love. You ain't gotta cry, but still, come on, heart screaming, why? For real, boo, look me in my eye. I promise, I don't even gotta lie. Love, let me tell you about love. Love, let me tell you about love. Let me tell you about. Let me tell you about. Let me tell you about love. 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 Let me tell you about.